Welcome to Love More,
Less Fear,
and our first ever Love More, Less Fear podcast. I'm Teresa Garner.
And I'm Ken Garner. We're your hosts.
Some of you are here because you're curious. Maybe you've been following our story or our stories across paths in this wilderness.
We believe in your story and we believe in you. If you could feel this kind of love in your heart, you would know there's only one kind of love that never, never grow old. It's the kind of love I can't get enough of down deep in my soul. Bigger than you, bigger than me, and out of our control. This kind of love won't leave me alone, won't leave me afraid, won't leave me at all. Love won't leave me alone, won't leave me afraid, won't leave me alone. Listening to people's stories teaches us to love them instead of to fear them. Proximity to those with different stories than ours breeds empathy and new understanding. Your story matters to us. Some of you are weary and need a safe space to question, to wander, and to wonder in this wilderness.
Some of you need a safe space to ask questions about your faith.
Some of you are part of the LGBTQ+ family, and you need a safe space to be you, or maybe to find family.
Maybe you've experienced trauma and or loss, and you're looking for a place to find solidarity or understanding.
For whatever reason you find yourself in the wilderness, you matter to us. We see you. We're here with you.
We hope Love More, Less Fear proves to be an oasis for you.
Welcome to the wilderness. We kind of like it here. This podcast is recorded in our home, so you may get the sounds of home, like our cat Hermione coming in and out the cat door, or kids driving by on their mini bikes out front, whatever home might sound like. We hope you like the podcast. The music for today's podcast is original music. Tim McGuire wrote and produced This Kind of Love, and Jackson Baldwin wrote and produced the background music that you also are hearing.
Hey, Ken, why are we doing a podcast?
Is that how you'd like it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You like that?
You like that?
You don't like that?
No, I'm fine, as long as you're comfortable with it. Well, in the summer of 2020, we started an anonymous group for LGBTQ+ young adults. And about a year later, at a taco place, we were all sitting outside, and one of the young ladies goes, "We should do a podcast." And I immediately was like, "Oh my goodness, we should, but that would be a ton of work." And she said, "We should do a podcast because people need to hear normal people's stories about people coming out and other things, and not just stories about celebrities." So here we are, 2 years later, following the advice of that young lady, and you'll get to hear from her on one of our podcasts.
So some of you might be asking, why the title Love More, Less Fear? We've just realized that proximity to people's stories or to people, it just helps breed empathy. All human beings are valuable. Everyone has a story. And we also all have judgments and ideas about issues. But we realize that it's not really issues that's at the heart of all of our fear. There are people at the heart of the issues.
The more we know people and their stories, we love them more. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
With our Burn the Closet family, as we ended up calling ourselves, and that's a story that when we have some of them on, we'll tell.
Right.
We found that they were some of the most authentic, self-aware people and disciples of Jesus Christ we had met. They shattered our expectations. Well, I'll speak for myself. They shattered my expectations and preconceived ideas about the queer community. These young adults, they felt alone, misunderstood, shamed, dismissed. they felt spiritually and socially homeless. They were alone in the wilderness, but their stories brought us all together, and we learned so much from them, and we found an oasis in the wilderness, and we found healing, and as a group, I think that they were finding it also.
Hi, I'm Cassidy. I'm learning to love more with less fear. Your stories help all of us to love more with less fear. Visit the website, lovemorelessfear.com, and discover the different ways you can join the Love More mission. You will find Teresa's and Ken's blogs, podcast schedule, avenues to connect with them and other Love More friends and community groups. Love More also offers spiritual coaching and direction and premarital counseling through SYMBIS, saving your marriage before it starts. As Love More grows, we will alert you to new podcasts, video courses, swag, and whatever else helps us love more with less fear. Let's grow together at lovemorelessfear.com. Back to the Love More podcast.
So, Teresa, why us? Why are we doing this podcast?
Well, I think, like those young adults that we were just talking about, we found ourselves in the wilderness as well. Have you been there? Do you feel like you are there now? They found us in the wilderness at our lowest point.
We were all nomads during the pandemic together in the wilderness. And we have found that since then, that nomads in the wilderness, that we find each other and we share stories and we become an oasis for one another. We grow and we love more with less fear.
So why us? We hope we can find you if you are in the wilderness, and we hope to bring hope. We hope to maybe start that process of healing together. We want to be an oasis in the wilderness as those young people have been for us. We love it.
Our podcast is going to focus on normal people's stories from mostly three different areas.
LGBTQ plus individuals and families will share their stories.
People who are deconstructing or asking questions about their religion and faith, that we will have them on and they'll be sharing their stories.
And then there are people who are surviving trauma, loss. They're going to share their stories as well.
Stories. For us, the wilderness has been all about stories.
That's true. We really believe that your story counts and you're not done writing it yet.
Welcome to the wilderness.
That wraps up our Love More Less Fear podcast today. If you would like to support the mission of Love More Less Fear, visit our website, lovemorelessfear.com, and find out how you can get involved with Love More Less Fear for as little as $5 per month. If you would like to discuss this podcast further or join our LGBTQ plus or faith questions community group, visit lovemorelessfear.com and become a member. Under the membership tab, you can sign up for the membership level that is right for you. Until our next Love More Less Fear podcast with Teresa and Ken, we encourage you to love more with less fear by listening to people's stories. Their stories count. Your story counts, and you are still writing it. Keep me safe.